Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night Podcast. This is your host, Lauren Enchanted, here with my girl, Miss Lex. Unfortunately, we are one person short this week. Miss Nika Nika is at home sick, so well wishes to her. Feel better, girl.
Get well, Nika.
Right. Drink you some tea. Eat some hot soup. Take care of that throat and them babies, girl. But this is Ladies Night Season 2, Episode 13, and it's so weird because I thought we were on 14, but we're only on 13. As you can hear, Peanut in the background whining and being a little baby because she wants to get picked up, and she's in that spoil stage, but Peanut, Mommy is not trying to pick you up. But this week is the first episode of the year, and so
Happy New Year!
Right, turns out being thankful that we made it to see another year.
We made it over.
Right. I was about to say something else, but nonetheless, we made it, and so we are happy about that. So we have some. This is going to be kind of a shorter episode, but we like to discuss our goals with you. We got a little gossip we'll probably go into, and just see where else the episode takes us. So before we get started, I guess we can start with our parenting tip. And then we can go into some celebrity gossip. Lex is over here smashing, so I'm going to let her smash.
No, I was like, right. I said, wait, did Nika give us our parenting tip?
Right. I was like, but our parenting tip actually kind of came from some stuff I was looking up. I have pulled Hunter out of daycare this week just because I've been working nights, so I'm just like, I'm home during the day anyway, and I got to pay out of pocket. I might as well, you know, save that little coin and keep her home. So to anybody who is either homeschooling their kids, which she's only three, so I guess it's not really homeschool yet, or that's keeping their kids at home.
Preschool.
Right, preschool, anything. I just want to share a few tips. I would say try to have a schedule, but it doesn't have to be like a hard and fast schedule. So you don't have to have every minute of the day planned out. But I would say try to plan out at least a motor skills activity, a letters activity, a numbers activity, of some type of STEM activity. And if you can squeeze it in there, a sensory activity, which it sounds like a lot, but they don't really have to be more than like 10, 15 minutes, because kids of, you know, three and under have a short attention span anyway. But outside of that, I would say kind of have like a loose schedule, throw in like some dance parties, you know what I mean, or some exercising. Me and Peanut are going to try to get into our yoga. It's day three of the new year. We haven't worked out yet, but we're going to shoot for day four tomorrow.
I say I haven't started working out yet, but I am starting to change my eating habits.
Right, turned up for that. But just try to be on the schedule and just try to fit in, again, those motor skills. If you can, I would say buy an easel, because helping them hold a pencil or a marker or a piece of chalk, whatever kind of easel you get up to, that will help their hands form and be able to hold a pen when it's time for them to write. So that's another thing. But just little things like that, just like I said, make a schedule. It doesn't have to be a strict schedule. Throw in some educational activities, but also keep it fun. They're young, and you don't want to exhaust yourself trying to be a stay-at-home mom and do all that. So that's our quick parenting tip. Anybody who has any tips for me that stays home with their kids, I would love to hear what you guys are doing. So you can email us that at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. And our social media plug, I forgot to do that. You can write us on Twitter at ladiesnightpc or on Instagram at ladiesnightpodcast. But again, if anybody else is staying home with their kids, I would love to hear what you guys are doing and maybe incorporate that into what me and Peanut do at home. Or we can maybe arrange some play dates or something.
No, really. I had a time with Terrence over the whole New Year's Day holiday, because of course daycare was closed.
Girl.
He has his set schedule at daycare where he naps and everything like that, but he was not trying to nap at the time he was supposed to nap when he was home with me. I don't understand why. I don't mind doing a little leeway just because he is at home. It may not be exact time, but it's like, no sir, you're just napping at least 2 to 3 hours during the day. Why don't you want to nap? I don't understand.
He's like, ooh, mommy, I'm excited to be with my mommy.
I just need to know when is my toddler going to be more independent, because I got things I got to get done.
You see, I got a preschooler, and you see that the independence still is not quite there. But as far as naps, sometimes if Hunter don't want to take a nap during the day, I'll just let her stay up, and I'll be like, you know what? Your bedtime just got 2 hours earlier, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Play with me if you want to.
Now, he did go to bed just fine that night. We had no issues, no fighting of the sleep, no nothing.
Right. I'm like, play with me if you want to. But moving right along, you got some celeb gossip, some shade, some anything.
I do.
Some tea for us to sip with Kermit.
Oh, man. Let's see. So, my tea for this week, we have to start with The Strongest of the Teas with Vincent Herbert and Tamar Braxton. Child, every time I got on Instagram, every other post was about them this week. I right. said, Lord, what's going on?
That makes me a little sad.
So there was some inclinations or hints from Tamar that Vincent was cheating. And it happened to be with this woman named Laura Govan. Now, I'm sorry if I don't know all these people. You let y'all forgive me. I'm just following the story as much as I can. So, the woman, Laura Govan, denies cheating with Vincent. Says, and that's another thing. Her ex-husband was also trying to lead into that she was cheating with Vincent. She had to come back at him and be like, my ex-husband needs to stop worrying about who I'm creeping around with, having sex with, and focus on paying child support instead. I said, ooh.
Right.
I read. But apparently, also, another thing that Tamar led on to happen is that Vincent got arrested for battery on Christmas Day.
Man, you said your man, that's not her man no more, I guess.
I know, but why? I just want to know why we beating.
On Christmas?
Why are we beating bitches down on Christmas Day?
He didn't beat her up. I thought it said spousal abuse. I guess that could be beating her up.
I don't know. Well, this is what the story said. Saturday morning, this past weekend, she posted a message to social media. So everyone went digging. And then next thing you know, I saw a whole piece of paper and everything on there saying that he was booked for battery of ex-spouse. Now, battery sounded like he put his hands on her.
Oh, yeah, battery. I just thought it said some type of spousal or something.
No, that's bad. I think he put his hands. He either clutched at her, he pushed her, one of the two. He put his hands on her. Something like that. Okay. So we all know they've been filing for divorce. But then later on, she ended up saying that while they are still filing for divorce, they are not back together. Because I guess something else alluded to them being back together. She said, we are not back together, but we're trying to make a positive environment for their son. Or for our son. That's what she was saying. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes. Divorce is never easy. So, blessings to Tamar. Right. And Vince, let's hope y'all get it together, especially for the children's sake.
Right, and it's crazy because for a while I was definitely team Vince because I feel like she just talked to him so bad on the show.
See, I never really watched the show.
Well, I kind of caught up because, you know, holiday, I didn't really have much to do, so I sit on my couch. And they were playing like a marathon. And I'm just like, girl, you be talking to this man all types of ways. And then on Facebook or Instagram, I saw she was on stage talking about when you find your worth. And a person doesn't want you to find your worth. And I'm just like, girl, he helped you build your worth. He's your producer. He's your manager. You know, which I don't know what's going on inside the marriage, but for a while I was team Vince. But if he put his hands on her, I got to jump back to team Tamar.
Yeah, we got man knowing that. Speaking of other estranged husbands and wives, so Jesse Williams, also known as McDreamy, I think that's McDreamy. I don't watch Grey's, y'all. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. But he's fine with the pretty eyes, and he gave us that speech, that legendary speech on the BET Awards. Hey. He took his estranged wife back to court because she did not let him see the kids on Christmas or New Years. Why? I don't know.
Let these men see their kids on holidays.
Right.
First of all, I wish somebody would come get my daughter on holidays, which I love spending where we had a lot of fun. But I would like to go out, turn up, and do some grown up stuff on holidays too. So I wish somebody would come get my child on holidays.
Exactly.
Let these men have their kids.
So apparently, it seems that it's impossible for them to maintain a stable relationship. They had already had a previously arranged overnight agreement. He had to go to the judge, get that modified. He's supposed to have scheduled visits fall on the weekend, like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Then that's a part of his visitation time. And the ex-wife said it's a no-go. So now he's asking the judge for a regular schedule to be enforced where he can see his kids at least 2 times a week. I'm glad I don't have to go through the courts with all this.
Girl.
Lord knows I contemplated at one point. But we've moved past that. Right. We've moved past that. Because it just sounds like it's too much. It's just too much. Well, in the world of TV / media, Spike Lee, She's Gotta Have It, if you've been watching on Netflix, has already been renewed for season 2. I just started watching it. I don't think I've ever watched the original movie. However, I do like what I see so far with the series. It's actually really good. I like it. I think it's interesting. If you haven't seen, I don't want to spoil too much, but it definitely is an interesting take. It's definitely interesting. I like it. And also in the TV world, as we know, TGIT is coming back in a couple weeks.
Ooh. Woohoo!
Oh, okay.
Yes. Thank God it's Thursday. Yes. Y'all know I love my Shonda. Right. My Shonda Rhimes. And today, it actually popped out on social media today that there is going to be a crossover episode between Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder.
I saw that. Are they actually going to do it?
I think so, because Kerry Washington was in the familiar courtroom hallways, as we see on How to Get Away with Murder, and Viola Davis took a picture in the Oval Office saying, Liv, where you at? So I think we're going to have a crossover episode soon, guys.
That would be interesting.
So make sure you have your wine and your popcorn ready, because if you watch the last, you know, this is Scandal's last season, How to Get Away with Murder, y'all know that always ends on a doozy. So if you haven't got caught up, get caught up now, because you got till the 18th before they both come back. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Anything else for the good of the
order? For the good of the order.
As my principal used to say.
Well, as we all know, Black Panther comes out next month. I'm excited. And I just thought about that because Michael B. Jordan is in Black Panther.
Right. I might have to get a costume
and
for that.
I did see recently that they released the release dates that Creed 2 is coming, I believe, November of this year, y'all.
Shout out to him putting in that
work. Get ready. He's so fine. I can't wait to see. Oh, yes. And Lauren London confirms that an ATL sequel actually might be in the works.
I was just watching ATL the other day.
I love ATL.
I don't know what they can do in the sequel, though. That's what I was thinking.
I would like to see, like, them going, like, kind of like 5 years later, like, you know, where they're all now.
College, so, like, where are they now type of thing.
I think that's what they'll do. I would like to see him and Nunu still together, that kind of thing.
I just watched that the other day. I ain't gonna lie. I got the cutty last night.
I'm like, okay. You ain't getting no cutty.
Right. Ain't nobody getting no cutty. Which is a scrawny
ass. He's like, I gets the cutty. I gets the booty. I gets the trim. Well, we see who didn't get the cutty last night.
Right. Look here. This is my daddy's house.
I regret this since 15.
Right.
You just be getting over.
Okay, Peter.
Oh, Hunter said that's too much.
Right.
We can't enjoy ATL, Hunter.
Right, we can't walk down memory lane.
I guess we can. She said we overpowering her tablet. Sorry, y'all.
But anyway, moving right along. How was your New Year's? How did you bring in New Year's Eve?
I went to church.
Amen. Okay.
Got me a good word. Look at
this God-fearing woman here.
I know. It's tradition. I can't help it but not go to church because my mom just instilled that. She's like, if you can go out and turn up the club, you can at least go to church and thank the Lord for bringing you into a new year because he didn't have to do it. So it's like, I have to go to church. Plus, it's just, I mean, she always had a point for me. It's like, I do have to, like, okay, I have to give God some time because I could have not been here. So to see a new year, got to give God praise for that. It was a good word and new beginnings where I go to church. And then after that, I kept it simple. Went to a house party with friends. Did the cha-cha slide.
I know that's right.
We did, played some shot roulette. I took a shot of aquarium water. It was we revamped some rules and some truth or some dares.
Is this a drink?
No, like, I was there to take a shot of actual fish tank aquarium water.
Is that a drink I don't know about?
And I did it. I was just kind of like, you know.
It could be worse.
It could be worse. It's 2018. I have enough liquor in my system. Hopefully it'll be okay and it'll just get out my system. But, yep, I did it. Shot of aquarium water.
Speaking of church, though, I do want to share this video.
God is real.
Hopefully y'all can hear it.
I come home drunk.
Oh, I know what this video is.
Laying up man.
It's kind of low. Plus, all these kids.
When the testimony goes wrong.
Right. I'm sure everybody's seen the video when the testimony goes wrong. And the lady is talking about God is real and how she was drinking
and was delivered.
And then putting her mouth on these men, oral sex, and licking balls.
She basically was trying to tell what she would been delivered from. And it was like, I was with her. I said, ooh, bless her. And then she started giving specific details of what and how she was doing, of what she was delivered from.
Right, but my thing is the pastor slowly dropped the mic down and just walked away. He didn't rub her back. He didn't say, it's okay, sister. He didn't say, we gonna pray for you. He didn't say, you know, step in this room, let us minister to you.
And then the other person said, amen.
Anyone else have a good testimony? She put that good word in there. I'm like, damn. They just left sis hanging. She just looked like, well.
But I think she knew, like, okay, I must have took it too far.
Right.
A little too far.
You know, you still, you gotta have respect for the house of the Lord, y'all. Y'all can't just walk up in there saying anything.
True, but you gotta understand, not everybody's mental capacity
That's true. I give her the benefit of the doubt.
You know, I don't think that she was all where she could have been or should have been. So I feel like they didn't have to just walk away from her.
But I can imagine
it was awkward. And then somebody in the audience said, "Oh, woo!" You know, people reacting. I'm just like, Lord.
I know somebody was in there clutching their pearls. Like,
I clutched my pearls. Because
I was not ready for her to be like,
putting my mouth on these men.
She said, "Look at their balls." I said, "Oh my God!"
Right? Which licking the balls really ain't even that bad in 2017. But I guess if you was just out there,
but she was doing it for other reasons.
I mean, I ain't saying I lick balls or nothing like that. But I'm just saying it's not unheard of these days. But moving right along.
Yes, that was a little moment, guys.
Right.
That's our joke of the week.
Right.
Our laugh of the week. We're going to put that in our laugh of the week.
But for my New Year's Eve, I didn't really do much. We grilled out and had like a fire pit in the back.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And just had some food. I actually ate and then fell asleep and woke up at like 10:30 and then fell asleep again and woke up at like 11. And I was like, okay, thank God I didn't miss it. And then watch the new year. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much it. It was actually pretty chill.
That's good.
Very chill.
Good. I feel like now that we're older, I wasn't even thinking about really going out. Like, I was not trying to look for, what to do on this New Year's Eve? Where to go this year? Because I was just like, no. First off, it was too daggone cold.
Right. It was cold as hell.
It was in the negatives. Dang near.
Yeah.
Close to it. And I was nothing on it. So,
yeah, it was pretty cold.
Sorry,
yeah,
y'all.
I didn't want to go out either. I had some barbecue, you know, some chicken wings, some burgers. I had about 3-4 hot dogs. I was just eating up, and I woke up probably about 2-3, had another plate, laid back down. It was one of those type of nights where you just eat all night, wake up.
I watched the Twilight Zone. I didn't really cook anything like New Year's Day. I know y'all probably got the superstitions where everybody makes black eyed peas, supposed to bring you good luck. My great grandma did that. I think my grandma did that, but I was
We didn't make... Normally, every year that I've been alive, we've done that. But this year, we had a chili dinner on New Year's Day. Mm. And my sister and her boyfriend and their children came over, and we did the family thing. But we didn't do the traditional food this year.
Okay.
Coming out of 2017, what were your biggest triumphs? Well, let's take a step back. What were your biggest challenges? And then we'll go into triumphs.
Ooh, child. biggest challenges. I felt very stuck in certain times of 2017. I think as millennials, it gets really hard to not self-compare sometimes. And that was a big thing I did a lot of in 2017. I feel like I had moments where I was doing really, really good. And then I would look at other people and start to thinking about my life and be like, you know, not that my life is horrible. Like, I don't feel it's horrible. But there's more I wish I could be doing with my life. Like, I wish I could be traveling more. Or I wish I could be doing this more and doing that. And it felt very complacent and very stuck because I just felt like, okay, I have all these responsibilities. I got bills to pay. I have a child. I have a mother I have to go visit at least once to two times a month. My grandmother, I do her grocery shopping when I'm home. You know, like,
right.
It just was like, and then for a while, I was bringing her up and down to Indy because she was having procedures on her eye. She had 3 procedures on her eye this year. So we was up and down the highway to Indy in the middle of the week a lot. So I'm taking off work. And I just felt like, I felt very ran down, like just tired. I'm like, you know what? I'm just tired. When is life gonna really begin? Because, you know, they say your 20s is that selfish fun time, and I'm just like, I don't think I've really got to be selfish. Not really. Maybe
2018,
now and then, but not really. I don't really have the option to be that selfish, but I think now I realized coming out of 2017, I was with that as challenging as it was to feel like, when is my life going to begin? I feel like it's giving me more urgent motivation to actually take time and do things for myself this year and not feel so bogged down and worrying about what other people are going to say or think and that kind of thing. And just do it. Just as long as my business is taken care of, that's all that matters. I got a roof over my head. My son's good. Can't really nobody say nothing to me. I'm 27 now, so I only got 3 more years of this 20s life. So I'm trying to make the best out of it.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I'm trying to think what my biggest struggles were in 2017. You guys already know about my legal battles. That was definitely one of them. But I think feeling stuck was kind of one of them. And just battling my own mind was definitely a struggle in 2017. Because it's just like when so much is going on, how do you get out of your head? And how do you stop being your worst or your own worst enemy?
I feel like I was battling a little bit of anxiety. Like nothing like panic attacks like that, but just constantly just worrying, just constant worrying.
Definitely, I've been a worrisome person 2017. And so, I think that probably was one of the main factors that led and spilled over into like a lot of other things and a lot of unproductivity sometimes and times where I just felt like, oh, I should be doing this, but instead I'm just going to go to sleep because I'm just too stressed out to worry about it. And so I feel like my own mental problems were one of my biggest struggles. But going into my goals for 2017, I definitely... Shit, we ain't going backwards.
No, we can't go back.
We not doing. But I think one of my goals for 2018 is to start going back to my therapist. And yes, I did see a therapist in 2017.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. And I want to share that because I want to encourage everybody else to get one. And really, it's just like girl talk. It's just like going someplace and just talking about stuff. And it's just like, I don't have to worry about anybody telling anybody. I don't have to vent on Facebook. I don't have to hear my family's judgmental opinions or what I think is judgmental and they think is out of love. You know what I mean? It's just like girl talk. So I think that's definitely one of my goals moving forward.
Yeah, I'm a huge advocate on seeking counseling, especially because I want to be a therapist myself. I feel like, especially in the Black community, as we all know, mental health does not and traditionally has not been talked about enough. Right. I feel like it's really just now being talked about because of the rates of suicide and the trends of anxiety and depression running through our community. So I urge anyone, especially in this winter cold months, like if you need to go to counseling for whatever it is, do not be afraid to seek it out. I've actually thought about it. It's just I ain't got no health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to find someone who's going to give you some free sessions.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought about mostly just doing it for myself just because I do deal with a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And it's a lot for me because I don't have my mom my mom is physically here but not physically capable of helping me out with stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if she was, it would feel a lot easier. So that takes a toll sometimes. But I've definitely learned to try and cope with it as much as I can through prayer and talking to friends, not letting that stuff bottle up. And that's something I'm going to do better with. Like, I've talked to friends sometimes, but I feel like I should also write my feelings out more.
Yeah, journaling definitely helps. I want to journal more, which I have. My diary's been collecting dust for, like, the last year. So I want to get back into that. But I feel like, I don't know, having a therapist helps. I actually find myself looking forward to it because it's just like, you know, I can just go in there, talk a little shit, and leave it there. You know, and plus, I feel like there's therapy in sharing. Even with friends, sharing in general, I feel like it's therapeutic because you can just get stuff out of your system and it just, it's like something that's built up inside of you, you're letting out. But with the therapist, I feel like it's different because you don't have that pushback that you get from people that know you personally.
Yeah.
You know, people that know you personally always want to challenge you to think better and think harder and work, you know what I mean?
Because I just don't want my family worrying.
That's why
I was like, if I post stuff, I will tweet my feelings versus Facebook.
I know.
That's all I need is everybody calling me. What's going on? What's your status about? Who did it? What? And I'm like.
Right. I have a new Facebook with none of my mama and like, none of them on Facebook.
I'm just like, made a status. And like, can I just put it out there? Okay, never mind.
Right. I just said I might add them in 2018 to my Facebook friends list.
I saw that.
I might. Strong might. So, what are your goals for this year?
My goal. Okay, I'm going to summarize these because I had a whole bunch. So, I broke down my goals in areas of my life. And so, for like example, I'm starting school in 2 weeks.
Yay!
I'm getting this master's degree. I'm so excited. I'm excited but nervous at the same time, y'all.
That's exciting.
But I'm excited. My goal is I really want a 4.0 GPA because in undergrad, I know where I could have had. I did good. I had over a 3.0, but I also slack sometimes. I could have probably had like a 3.5 versus a 3.1. You know what I mean? Possibly a 4.0. But, So that's why with school, I really want to do a 4.0. I want to have summa cum laude behind my name.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, that's for example. And then, like, I develop plans with that. So, that's my school goal. Finances, I want to be more financially responsible and savvy, like, actually sticking to a budget.
you know, creating a savings plan. I thought about speaking to a financial advisor. I thought about talking to my grandma's financial advisor.
Stay tuned, friends. Mm-hmm. But you should do that.
Foreshadowing. And I'm also trying to get consolidate these school loans because I can't be paying everybody. I got to get all these loans together then.
Right.
Fitness and health. I would like to lose. And y'all not going to judge me because I've been holidaying and I ain't realize how bad I've been holidaying. My old faithful jeans is tight, y'all. I'm trying to lose 50 pounds by September. I got a wedding. I got this bridesmaid dress. And I'm trying to fit into a two-piece for this bachelorette party when we go to the beach.
Real life.
And also self-care, self-esteem. My goal, like I said earlier, taking a day. To a week to cater to myself, whether it's I try a new activity or reading a new book each month, keeping my positive thoughts and inspirational quotes like around the house, things like that, not being afraid of the future, and playing in makeup. I really want to enhance my makeup. I'm trying to have a beat face for real in 2018. I'm doing these eyeshadows past my browns and golds.
Right. I have a golden blue person.
I need to enhance my knowledge. I need to know about these brushes. I'm trying to, you know, expand on that. And then, of course, being more organized and efficient with my household, taking care of my car, that kind of things, because I'm appalled as far as how I've been keeping the inside of my car. I'm very appalled. And, of course, deepening my relationship with God, taking time to pray, spend time with Him, continue to listen to my T.D. Jakes and my Sarah Jakes Roberts, you know.
Right.
Getting back in choir at church. And when I can, like, do Bible studies and stuff like that. So, just overall, I'm just trying to strive for better in every aspect
right.
of my life.
I feel that. I definitely feel that. Those are good goals. Those kind of, I feel like those shit on my goals a little bit.
I feel like I should have more though, but I'm gonna keep it right there.
No, those are good. I feel like sometimes we overdo it with having too many. So I feel like those are good. True. And those probably have a lot that's encompassed in them as mm-hmm. well. But like I said, I feel like they kind of shit on my goals because I decided this year, since every year I have like this long list of goals. And, you know, from last year, I'm probably at a 50% rate. Which is an F, but it still is better than nothing.
That's true.
So I just decided I'm going to work on kind of like my life skills because my hardcore goals are like getting into grad school. I really want to start a YouTube channel and I've like started the website. I've started writing scripts, but I just have yet to produce a damn video. So it's just like,
you gotta get on that.
I know. And so I also want to start a business this year. And so with those in mind, I feel like I need to work on my life skills. So I'm focused on becoming more organized because I drop the ball a lot when it comes to being organized.
Same here.
You know what I mean? And it's just like I really want to actually plan out my days and plan out my weeks.
Same here.
And so I've made like a little calendar, like Mondays dedicated to family business, Tuesdays dedicated to ladies' night, Wednesdays dedicated to grad school apps, Thursday, you know, and so on and so forth. And so I feel like
that's kind of what I'm trying to do with my organization.
You know,
this day this day of the month, oil change, or these cleaning days for the house. Yeah. I'm moving to a new apartment also in 2 weeks. I'm telling y'all, 2018 is the year.
Girl.
And I am so excited because we're about to have a two-bedroom. And I'm just like, not that I'm just nasty, y'all. I promise I'm not nasty. But I'm going to do better as far as like just little stuff like doing the dishes every day, not let them sit till the next day.
Girl,
or just,
everybody does
that. Y'all gotta start taking y'all shoes. So I start taking your shoes off when you come in my house because I'm not about to keep tracking stuff on the carpet. And
right.
Stuff like that. And really making like homey because more likely we'll be there for a while until I can buy a house or somebody popped a question. You know,
I feel you.
We moving to their house.
Yeah, girl, say that. I might stay at my mom's till I get married. I don't know. We'll see.
Women can actually do that. And traditionally, it's not really looked down upon. But just don't let no man be with his mama. Unless it's for a good reason. You better be taking care of her.
Girl, we're going to have an episode about...
We are.
I don't know. But moving along, my other goal getting organized, I definitely want to manage my money better. Mm-hmm. But I think that's my goal every year. So we'll see what happens with that. And I also want to train my mind to work on less sleep. You know, I feel like it's a blessing and a curse working nights. I've always said I wanted to be home with Hunter during the day and be able to homeschool. And so I feel like now that I'm working nights, it is an opportunity for me to spend that time with her and for me to also have time during the day to work on my own ventures and stuff. But I have to, like, get used to being up all night come home, sleep for a few hours, having a cup of coffee, and being ready to go the next morning.
Mm.
And I feel like all of my goals and dreams in the long run are going to require me to not have that much sleep anyway, so why not get used to that now? So it's just little stuff like that I'm trying to tweak about my life.
I need to be an early bird more. Yeah. I don't like to get up in the morning.
I like to get up early, but once I stay up all night, it's like, fuck that.
And that's I can't even stay up late until like Thursday, Friday. That's when I can sometimes stay up late. Yeah. But if I get home and I'm in my bed and I get comfortable, I'm out by midnight. Unless I'm just like really up and just bored or whatever. But yeah, I need to become more of an early bird. Because even this morning, I set my alarm for 7. I ain't get up till 7:15.
Right.
I can't do that when grad school starts. I gotta go to class. I gotta be on time.
I'm ready to get back in school, though. I love school. I think I fell out of love with it in college because I didn't really, got into it with just whatever. But I do
it was
actually,
life. Right. Life.
I do miss learning, though. And I miss reading and raising my hand in class and trying to be the star pupil and all that little stupid shit.
Yeah. I think I'm more excited to do it because it's school specifically for what I'm going to do, like that specifically too. Social work. And so I'm really excited to get in like my practicum and actually being able to do like children and families. Because I've been working in my field, but basically doing what I can with a bachelor's. With this, I'm excited that I'll actually be getting experience with my practicum stuff, doing what I specifically want to do. Because eventually, your girl, I'm trying to be an entrepreneur. I'm trying my own practice. Listen here, I'm not right. about to work for somebody the rest of my life.
Be that married to medicine and you the medicine girl.
Come on. Yeah, I like that. Yes.
Turn up for that. So, what was your... We getting close time. I got to be at work soon, y'all. I got to work at 11, so we going to wrap this up here. But... what are you leaving in 2017? I know y'all seen the picture of the bag lady on
bag
the steps
lady.
With the stuff in the blocks that she leaves behind and her little bag that she carrying into the next year. So what are you leaving in 2017?
Well, I wouldn't mind. I like the one when she went back to 2012. Yeah. Side note, because Obama was in 2012.
That was a good year.
Headphones without the adapter was in 2012.
Right.
So we could bring some of those things back. That'd be great. What am I leaving in 2017? I am going to try my best to leave my self-doubt and insecurities in 2017. I feel like I felt a lot of them in 2017. Like I said, moments I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm doing great. And then one little thing would trigger and it'd be like, oh, I'm just all over the place. So I'm going to be more confident in me, my abilities. And, of course, trusting God more that, you know, at the end of the day, he has plans for me and I'm not going to be out here just chilling.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm trying to take more confidence and trust in 18, leave that self-doubt and worrying and excessive fear in 17. You know, when things don't go right, I've literally just been like, you know what? Though you slay me, I'm gonna trust you, God. Like I've been doing real good with that these first few days. So had a bad day this morning. I was like, you know, okay, God, you got it. So that's what I'm really trying to put into practice for me.
What am I leaving in 2017? Definitely leaving self-doubt. Shit.
Are we going to leave these bum-ass niggas in 17, too?
I wasn't going to say. I was trying to think of something else to say besides
that. Oh, we're going to make that note. It is 2018. Y'all have got to do better. I refuse. I'm not. I'm chilling on you bum-ass niggas. I refuse.
I mean, I would like for them to do better. And I hope they do for their sake, because I want us all to win, even if we're not together.
True.
That's what I'm going to say about that. And I'm going to leave negatives peaking in 2017. Yes! I'm going to try to be nice to everybody and not mail bash. My mom was listening to Ladies Night. She was like, you know, this is a good podcast. She was like, sometimes y'all do get off on a little tangent. Y'all start talking crazy and mail bash. And I'm like, not you too. Don't really? You start to.
Okay, let's just put this
disclaimer
out here.
She was like, then y'all reel it back
in. For 2018. We love the black man, okay?
Girl, more than we should, probably.
We do. Let's we love real. Him. I got a whole black son. We love the black men. We just want y'all to do better, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry if we sound a little jaded. We've just had some fucked up experiences.
And that's what I told her. I was like, we are talking about our personal experiences. It's not about all men. She was like, yeah, but one of y'all get started. Then the other ones be like, yeah, girl, because this, and this.
Because we've all been there.
Who can relate? You know, like the song. But moving right along. Definitely trying to leave negative attitudes and speaking. And people in 2017, I don't know if I'm losing friends or what, but I feel like I am losing friends. But
hey, it happens.
You know, that's so I'm just like leaving everything that I feel like is holding me back. Everything that does not support me.
Amen.
Everything that is not for my greater good.
Glory.
Or for the greater good of just the world, the community, and the culture.
Hallelujah.
You gotta go. You gotta stay in 2017. 2017, I made some really good friends. I made some new connections. So I feel happy about that. And I just feel like moving forward, you know.
We gonna flourish in 2018.
Hey.
And Ladies Night's about to flourish. Y'all stick around. We got some stuff. And we've been plotting.
I know we've been planning. Ladies' Night events are definitely on the goals list. So yes, please believe 2018. Hopefully we can link up.
We about to be out here. You're about to see us a whole lot more. So
grab your glass and toast up.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
All right. What was your most fun memory of 2017?
Vegas. That was a great trip. I had so much fun. I just got to relax, be at the pool, and... You know, I watched my best friend get engaged. And I actually got to be I was a part of it. No one was going to happen. So, that was honestly one of my, like, favorite moments. That and meeting getting the first year of motherhood down. My baby turned 1. Because Lord knows that first year was a struggle. But we made it. Thank God we're here. And, you know, I guess I would say just overall being able to say I made it, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like 2017 was trying for a lot of people.
Definitely.
So just to be able to say at December 31st, I made it and I'm here to see another year. I feel like that's a huge accomplishment.
Right. I wrote these questions and did not think of my own answers. I don't know what my funnest moment of 2017 was.
You're just used to asking us everything.
Right. That's and I just wait till y'all answer and usually just make up something. Follow along. I don't make up something, but shit. 2017 was kind of rough. I had fun, but I didn't have like an overabundant amount of fun. That's definitely something I'm trying to change in 2018.
Right.
They're trying to hold me back, but I'm about to see not if I don't have to let them. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let me see. I'm trying
to be more than just going out to the bar and clubs to have fun. Because I know, I do other stuff, but I feel like most of the time when I do have fun, it's like, oh, I'm going to go out to this at Buddha, or not Buddha, sorry, Icon, my bad, Tiki's or whatever. And it's like, you know, there's other fun stuff I can do, and I need to do that more. So it's not just like, okay, the most I do is go out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Party Gras was definitely one of the more fun times.
Ooh, I'm ready for Party Gras 18. I got my dress.
I need to get my dress. That was definitely a fun start to the year. I'm trying to think what happened throughout the summer. What did I do over the summer? I had a couple barbecues that were fun. I guess it's not the most fun time. I don't know. I guess just...
Oh, I almost forgot. Me seeing Janet Jackson live. Woo!
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That was everything.
So I got Lex my had whole the life. Fun year.
I got my entire life at that Janet Jackson concert by myself in the nosebleeds. That will forever... rain as like my top moments of life.
So clearly Lex had the turns up year.
But
that's all right, you know. Just 2018 spurts. Is coming for me.
It's more like spurts, not a year, but spurts.
I mean, that's what it's all about, though. You know, you can't live it all in one moment. It's good when fun things can be spread out throughout the year. So that's what's up. I don't know. But I'm trying to think, anything else that you want to say about 2017 going in 2018 or before we close out?
Let's see. I want to be more daring in 2018. Like, I have in mind, I want to do some... I want to keep my short hair, but I want to get braids and get, like, a hair different with my haircut. I just want to be more daring and... I'm daring and adventurous personality-wise, but I want to actually do what I say I want to do. Right. Like, I just want to actually execute it.
I said I was going to try a frontal in 2018. Ooh. I don't know if I really am, because they be looking... I don't like how they be laid down with the baby hair, and it's like... It looks natural, but at the same time, we know it's a frontal, honey. You know, like, it's just, I'm on the fence about it. But I might try a frontal in 2018.
Well, probably because watching the video, it's like, we know it's a frontal. But if I walked up on someone, I probably wouldn't be able to tell it's a frontal. Unless I really looked, was like, ooh, what's that lining on your forehead?
Right. Something's going on here, hon.
Right. So, yeah, I want to just execute more
in 2018. Yeah. And
definitely want to go boldly into the future. Definitely want to do that as well.
Boldly and confident. Go where no woman or man has gone before.
Because good-behaved women rarely make history. Yes. Or well-behaved women rarely make
that
history.
That is true. Very true.
And we ain't behaving all 2018.
And I'm about to talk my shit in 2018. I don't give a fuck.
Girl, I've been talking my shit. Let Nika tell it. Both of us have. We the shit
I'm talking. For real about to talk my shit. Y'all just going to get a real raw Alexis in 2018. Y'all just going to be like, what?
Right? Who is this bitch? Who she think she is?
But like, the baddest bitch that had. Actually, I'm going to tell you what describes my home group for 2018. And I know I'm late on this song. Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato. That's been
I love that song.
I heard that song. Just was like, I was on my TV flipping channels. And it was like the iHeartRadio Awards. And she was performing. I said, what is this song?
Yeah, that's my jam. It do come on the radio.
I Shazam did add it to my Apple Music. I've been playing that sucker on repeat. That's my mood.
Right, because karma is a bad bitch. And baby,
I'm about to be out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10.
Right. Y'all not ready.
Glowed up. You done glowed up.
Just be prepared.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to get to work. Lex and Baby T are going to get to bed. But again, like us on Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. And again, with any of those mom confessions, dad confessions, questions, things you want to ask the ladies.
Or confessions in general. Let us know.
Right. If you crushing on somebody in Ladies Night, go ahead and hop in there or send them flowers or something.
If you'd like an advice.
Maybe I can hook you up.
Mailbag letters, you know, whatever you want to rap about, talk about.
Right.
We're all ears.
So we're going to get out of here, but thanks, guys, again. Like us on Facebook and all that, and you can listen to us on SoundCloud, Podomatic, and Apple iTunes. But thanks again for listening. Happy New Year, and this is Lauren and Lex signing out from Ladies Night.
Deuces.
Adios.